Chapter 28. 10 Things You Shouldn't Do. In this chapter, expecting too much, too fast, failing to look at all your options, choosing the wrong ways to cope. The majority of this book is telling you what to do when you, or someone you know, has borderline personality disorder, BPD. Now that we've almost reached the end of the book, we've saved a little space for some tips on what not to do for your BPD. Some of these items are quite harmless and may provide a little relief from pain, depression, or discomfort. However, you won't find any research that proves that any of the following techniques are comprehensive enough to tackle BPD. Remember, BPD is a serious emotional disorder. It's important to get appropriate help. See Chapter 11 for types of treatment and professionals for dealing with BPD, and Part 4 for an exploration of treatment ideas. Expect quick fixes. We're sorry if you expected to listen to this book and be cured of your BPD. Effective treatment of BPD takes time. In most cases, treatment takes at least a year and often even longer. BPD is a complex disorder that requires consistent, hard work. Don't be fooled by someone who promises a quick fix. You won't find any 10-day miracle cures for BPD, at least none that actually work. On the other hand, people with BPD who are ready to look at all their symptoms in an honest way and work hard to get better can enjoy significant improvements fairly rapidly. Not surprisingly, however, breaking old habits and permanently learning new, better ways of living usually takes considerable time. Stay stuck. When people with BPD tell us that they've tried everything to get better and nothing has worked, we know they're stuck. Because so many treatment options have emerged over the years, few, if any, people have really tried them all. Thus, we tell our clients that doing nothing is, in fact, making the decision to stay the same. We've never met anyone with BPD who loves having the disorder. If you have BPD, you can find programs that can help you. If you live in a location where no therapists are trained in treating BPD, consider asking a local therapist to request supervision from someone who has knowledge and experience with the disorder so that you can get the help you need. The bottom line? You can find treatment for your BPD, and you can feel better. Choose chiropractic medicine. Most chiropractic doctors believe that the spine and overall health are related. People who go to chiropractors report relief from headaches, back pain, neck pain, and other muscular or skeletal pains. Often covered by insurance, this type of health care has gained popularity over time. However, some chiropractic practitioners promise much more than relief from physical pains. Some of them promise improvements in mental health. Chiropractic medicine has its place in the care of many health issues. However, no research justifies it as a treatment for BPD. So feel free to seek this kind of treatment for your body's physical aches and pains, but don't expect it to cure your BPD. Stick pins and needles. Imbalanced internal energy is the premise behind acupuncture, an ancient Chinese medicine that many trained acupuncturists still practice today. Acupuncture treatment consists of inserting very fine needles into different places in the body to rebalance energy flow. Many people claim that acupuncture helps decrease chronic mental and physical pain. Some research supports the use of acupuncture for substance abuse as well. We advise you not to make acupuncture a primary treatment for BPD because evidence to support acupuncture's effectiveness in treating BPD just doesn't exist. However, if you find that it helps reduce pain or stress or improves your mood, by all means, consider it in addition to your other treatments. Find a life coach. We like coaches. Coaches can help you stay focused on your goals and cheerlead your efforts. However, BPD is a serious mental disorder. Treatment requires highly skilled professionals trained in specific therapies for treating BPD. We encourage you to postpone hiring a life coach until you've benefited from professional mental health treatment. If you decide you want to have a coach at that time, be sure to talk with your therapist first. Gaze at crystals. Some people believe they can tell the future, solve crimes, and heal people by staring at a crystal ball. Some crystal gazers advertise that they can defeat depression and relieve daily stress. After surfing the web for about an hour, we found out much more than we ever wanted to know about the powers of crystal balls. Apparently, different crystals have different powers. One website suggested putting a particular crystal in a glass of water overnight and then drinking the water the next day as a tonic. Well, if you want to look at shiny rocks, go ahead. But please don't hope to cure BPD with crystals. You just won't find any evidence that proves crystal gazing can cure the disorder. Getting the wrong therapy. Throughout this book, we promote getting psychotherapy for BPD. By far, the treatments we review are your best bets for getting better. However, some psychotherapy approaches don't appear to be effective or haven't yet been well researched for treating BPD. We recommend that you choose a therapist who conducts evidence-based treatments specifically targeting BPD. Now, we're not saying that some of these other treatments don't have benefits, but we are saying that we don't have enough information to say that they do. Would you buy a new type of furnace to heat your home if it has never been tested in the lab? Or a car that has never been tested on the road? The same idea holds true for therapy. Tip: ask potential therapists how they treat BPD and what therapy they use. If they can't answer these questions, find someone else. They should at least mention one or more of the approaches to treatment that we discuss in Chapter 11. Hope that medications will cure BPD. Researchers are constantly developing new medications. In the future, scientists may find a medication that helps or possibly even cures BPD, but at this time, no such medication exists. People with BPD sometimes benefit from medication for specific symptoms, but you should use medication only in conjunction with psychotherapy. This concludes Borderline Personality Disorder for Dummies by Charles H. Elliott and Laura L. Smith. Narrated by Susie Alphons. Copyright 2009 by Wiley Publishing, Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2019 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright there too. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.